Senate Judiciary is called to order. We do have almost a full committee to conduct our business today, so we do have a quorum consisting of myself, Senator Liesl McGuire, my Vice Chair, Senator John Coghill, Senator Peter Michicki, and Senator Mia Costello. We are going to bring back just the one item that we have, the CS for Senate Bill number 75. We are working from draft version R, and when we took a recess, we're back in order now. We were on amendment number one, which had been offered by Senator Coghill and objected to by me. And I'm going to reopen public testimony and ask Bruce Schulte, who's a representative for the initiative, to come forward and speak just generally about this amendment and the other two that he's seen from the perspective of the initiative sponsors.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning.
My name is Bruce Schulte. I'm a spokesman for the Coalition for Responsible Campus Legislation. Thanks again both for inviting me here and for being here on a Saturday. I've had a chance now to look at Amendment 1 addressing the marijuana clubs and the memorandum from Legal Services talking about that. And I think that there was some very good discussion yesterday about the ramifications of marijuana clubs, the boundaries under which they would operate, and I would point out and acknowledge that marijuana clubs were never contemplated specifically in the ballot initiative. I would also add that other license types were not specifically articulated, like home growers, boutique growers, brokers. Those are all license types that have been discussed in different committees, different bills, all of which I think have some merit. So I would offer that taking the references to marijuana clubs out at this time is a reasonable thing to do. Doesn't really impact the commercial industry at this point. And it would be my hope that through the regulatory process, the Marijuana Control Board can better define the operating parameters and the nature of not just marijuana clubs, but other license types as well. Hopefully we'll have all those rules done by November. Everyone involved in municipalities and the legislature alike would have the opportunity to review them in the three-month period before permit applications start to come in. So I don't see this holding up the schedule, and I don't see it dramatically impacting the industry, and I think it'll provide an opportunity for everyone involved to give this more careful scrutiny, and then maybe next time it comes up there'll be better clarity and more comfort with how these types of businesses could operate.
Absolutely. Well, as I've said to people before, that in my 15 years, there's not been a single year where legislation hasn't been introduced referencing Title IV, the alcohol statutes.
Yeah.
So the thought that we would somehow come in as a legislature, enact an initiative, and then never talk about legalizing a mind-altering substance again is just not, it's not valid. So I expect it will be a part of the process for years to come.
I imagine so.
As the legislature helps the public define its relationship to marijuana and the appropriate parameters with children and public safety and all those kinds of things. So I appreciate your public testimony. I'll have you come back for 2 and 3, if that's okay.
Yeah.
And just one other point, I think it would be helpful to the public, consider this, that at the end of the session, if you did an op-ed, where you talked a little bit about the pieces of legislation that did pass, what your group thinks of them, where you think the journey continues, what you think the regulatory body is going to be looking at, something like that, because I think there's a lot of misinformation about what's actually happened during this legislative
session. Absolutely. I think that's a great idea. We do provide regular updates on our Facebook page, but that's to a relatively small audience. I think the op-ed idea is a great one, so I'll definitely be doing that.
Well, it's I think it's kind of funny. I think it's fair to say that there are new folks that have a either renewed or a new interest in the process that haven't normally watched what we do every day, it may be difficult to follow some of this stuff. It doesn't mean they're less intelligent. It's just a new, it's just like when constituents pick up a bill, they're interesting to understand. They don't know what is the new code and what is existing. But I think in this case, because we've been the hero on some days trying to follow the initiative, and if there's a little diversion, sometimes people will worry that we're going back. But this committee has done a very good job on really doing the best to meet the intent of the voters. And I'm very proud of all of us on that. And it's funny because I worried about the commercial aspect and was not a supporter of the Prop 2. And my district wasn't, but it passed. And it passed handily, and I think that means you have a requirement to try to meet the intent of what was written on that little piece of paper, and I think we've done a good job with that. So anything you can do to help people understand how challenging this has been, it's not the same as regulating as alcohol, but we're doing our best to make it fit when we can.
Absolutely. If I may just kind of add on to that, you know, I've been here, you know, I've been watching, either been present or watching on TV, and you have to be fairly motivated to follow the path of all these bills for every yes. committee meeting and all the various permutations. And so I just want to say I really appreciate the efforts of both bodies, all members, even those who were not personally supportive of this initiative. I think all of you have shown admirable willingness to address this and do it right. And I really appreciate that. And that is definitely a message that I'll carry forward as soon as the session is over.
We appreciate that. Well, thank you, Mr. Schulte. So we've got the amendment number one. I'm going to go ahead and remove my objection to amendment number one. Is there any further objection or discussion on amendment number one? Okay. Hearing and seeing none, then amendment number one is adopted. That brings us to amendment number two. Am I moving this one, Amy? Okay. I move amendment number two.
No objection. We can hear it.
Okay. Mr. Hillier, can you come forward and talk about this? These next two are drafting issues. Go for it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, for the record, Heath Hillier and staff for Representative Tilton and the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I just wanted to echo some of the comments of Mr. Schulte. I always appreciate dealing with your office and your staff and this committee, and I very much appreciate it. And I think a lot of credit belongs to the Senate Judiciary Committee for the leadership that you guys have demonstrated on this issue. So I just wanted to extend that thank you and recognition and appreciation. Amendment number two, I believe, is that one R.7?
R.6.
R.6, okay.
So page 9, line 7 through 8, it's just a different way of phrasing that.
Correct. This is just a drafting clarification. The intent of the amendment is to stipulate that even if an established village holds a local option election to prohibit commercial marijuana establishments, that nothing in that precludes anything under 1738.020, which are the provisions governing personal use of marijuana. So it's just clarifying that if an established village does remove commercial operations, that individuals within the established village can still grow, process, all those provisions that are in 1738.020. It's a literally drafting clarification.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just to clarify, essentially the Raven decision as sort of bolstered by this initiative?
Yes.
That was a question.
I believe so, Mr. Hager.
Madam Chair, Senator Machicki, that's correct. And in fact, the bill that went to the House floor, because of a drafting error, actually originally prohibited possession of marijuana, and it wasn't caught until it went to the floor, and there was a floor amendment to correct that. So, again, it's all consistent with Raven.
Thank you. So this is a further clarification of that. That's how it was explained. Okay. Any further questions from members of the committee?
I'll remove my objection, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. So any further objection? Hearing and seeing none, then amendment number two carries. That brings us to amendment number three. I'll go ahead and move that as well. That amendment being R.7. If somebody would object so we can...
Yeah, I'll object so we can hear that.
Thank you, Senator Coghill.
Madam Chair, R.7, or amendment number 3, deletes references on page 3, lines 8 through 10. It's a section C. In requesting the R version, we put that forward at the recommendation of some of the municipal attorneys. However, after working with your staff and discussing with legislative legal, we believe that provision was somewhat cumbersome and probably not as consistent with the intent of the initiative as possible. It would have allowed municipalities by ordinance to establish a household plant limit lower than 24. But again, it was cumbersome, and we discussed it and believed it was less consistent with the initiative than intended.
Okay. Is there further discussion on that? Senator Machicki, and then I'm going to ask Mr. Schulte to come up and offer testimony.
So I think that means that I don't have to worry about a correction that clarifies that the minimum is 6 plants.
Through the chair, Senator Machicki, that'd be correct.
Thank you.
This clarifies the problem you talked to me about yesterday. Mr. Schulte.
Hello again.
Hello.
Bruce Schulte, Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation. So with regard to amendment, I support this because I think that it it maintains a consistent message statewide as to household plant limits and what law enforcement is to do in the event of two, three, or four adults all living together. And I would just emphasize for anybody who's listening that, you know, nothing about this changes the six plant per person limit in the initiative. That's rock solid. That's what we support. I just recognize that, and I've heard law enforcement in Anchorage express concern that, you know, if they go into a home, if there's two adults or three adults, and there's 18 plants, what do they do? Is that a violation? Is it not? So I think that clarifying that in this bill is very important. And I appreciate also, I think it's a good idea to remove this particular section. Not because I want municipalities to not have control, but just so that there would be some consistency across the state. And that said, going back to my earlier comments, you know, there's a legitimate concern. I think reasonable people would ask, well, is somebody going to abuse this provision, this 24 plant household limit, to run a small clandestine commercial operation? Perhaps. And I guess in answer to that, I would say, you know, we should look closely at that home growers permit type that was discussed with regard to Senate Bill 62, and maybe there's an opportunity there if we can encourage and allow people to enter into a legitimate business where they're paying their excise tax and abiding by some guidelines. Perhaps that is the best solution. So I support this, and I think it makes a lot of sense.
I think it's a great point. And again, some of the amendments that we've done to Title IV have been in home brewing, have been in microbrewing. There were limits placed on gallonage that really had more to do with sort of the Anheuser-Busch model, that when the cottage industry of making beer in your neck of the woods, the Denali guys, and then in ours, the Beartooth guys, we've had to change that. So I think, again, this is a place where the board will get a chance to look at it, hear the concerns about public safety, and then think about what are the reasonable types of licenses that they want to put forward. So, good. Well, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Schulte?
No.
Well, I do Senator Michiki.
Comment, Madam Chair. Just I should, since you're listing your favorite folks in your area that make incredible beer, I guess I should mention Kena River Brewing in Cassock.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to get them in there, too. All the home brewers. We love all of them.
I'll have to spend some more time in Soldado this summer.
That's right. Thank you, Mr. Schulte. Okay.
Sorry. I want to deal with this amendment, but I have another question, and it'll be for both the sponsor and him.
Okay, perfect. So let's go ahead then. Do you remove your objection on amendment number three? Okay, any further objection to amendment number three? Okay, hearing and seeing none, then amendment number three carries. Are there any further amendments before we go to discussion of the bill itself that members want to offer?
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Senator Coghill.
I would move that we strike section one from the bill.
Okay.
And that would return, I think, the marijuana language to the original initiative marijuana definition. And then if you'll object, at least we can have it.
Okay, I will object, and let's hear it.
So, Madam Chair, this goes right to the heart of the initiative, again, in some place that I've paid close attention to all through the journey of this debate. And this just changes the definition pretty significantly. And so if I could have the sponsor come up and give the rationale, and then maybe Mr. Schulte could add to it. But it looks like it's trying to clarify some things. But as soon as I saw the word concentrate, my hair stood up on the back of my neck because I don't have any on the top of my head to stand up. But it was just something that we had debated pretty thoroughly on the definition down through the course of our discussion here. And they had maintained that they wanted to keep the definition the way it was in the initiative, and here we are with a very significant change, it looks like to me, and maybe the sponsor can explain.
Madam Chair, through the Chair, Senator Coghill, the reason that Section 1 is the way it is that unlike SB 30, the bill that was sponsored by this committee, which completely essentially changed or removed the definition of marijuana under Title 11, because our bill was not as comprehensive from a criminal standpoint, we didn't remove the definition of marijuana from Title 11, what Section 1 does is actually comport the existing definition of Title 11 with what the initiative said. In dealing with the chair's staff and other staff in judiciary, we tried very hard to make sure that it was consistent with what 1738 provided for. So all Section 1 does is actually comport the existing definition in Title 11 with the initiative language. The goal was to have a uniform definition for marijuana through state statute. And again, because the bills were drafted and structured differently with different intents, we had to amend Title 11 rather than remove the definition.
But because we're going
Senator Carco?
We have several other bills running around here that have the initiative definition in there. So give me the citation in Title 11 so that
Let's go ahead and take a brief at ease real quickly, because what I want to do is get a copy of the statutory definition in Title 11 because I don't quite remember it. Let's take a brief at ease. Back on the record then, and we're on considering a conceptual amendment that would remove section number one by Senator Coghill. There's been an objection, and we're getting some clarification on the definition of marijuana. Mr. Hilliard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the committee, I would point out that if you notice in section one, it amends the existing definition, AS 1171-914. It amends it to conform with the definition that was provided in 1738, the ballot measure, and we have that definition also found on page 10, starting on line 27, with definitions that say marijuana means all part of the plant's genus cannabis. Because our bill couldn't remove the existing definition in Title 11, we simply, that Section 1 conforms the existing definition in Title 11 to the ballot measure.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Cock.
I just wanted to hear that on the record. I knew that Section 22 was in the bill, and I just wanted to make sure that we weren't getting anything wrapped around the actual on the various other bills that were floating through here in changing that definition that may have referred back to Title 11. So I'll remove my amendment. I just wanted to make sure that we knew exactly what we were doing before we moved on. So I'll remove that amendment.
Excellent. So objection removed, amendment removed. Senator Machicki.
So interesting. So you added the word marijuana concentrate, and you removed the word salt. Did anyone ever decide what salt was?
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
I can answer
Senator
that.
Senator Coghill.
The answer is no, and that's one of the reasons why both the sponsors, the legal department, everybody else said that there was it was something that was brought up in a previous iteration in another state and carried over to ours, and I asked the definition way early on in the process, and they came back and said, frankly, we don't know.
That was one of our first amendments in the committee. Mr. Schulte, do you want to speak on the salt?
Sure, yeah, absolutely, Madam Chair. Yes, this actually goes back to one of the earliest committee meetings, and I had to do a fair bit of research because Senator Coghill asked me about it, and I honestly didn't know why it was in there. and in fact, as I began to reflect on it, I was alarmed when I realized that some people could actually think that we were, someone was trying to slip bath salts into this.
It's been a serious issue.
Industry, which is something that I cringe at myself. Because that's absolutely not the case. My understanding is the reason that word found its way into the initiative is because that's the way it was phrased in the federal prohibition of marijuana, which dates back decades. And so that was indeed based on lack of understanding. And they just chose to carry that same terminology forward. So after much discussion with various folks, I did get back to Senator Coghill and said that we would absolutely support removal of that word from this definition because it is inappropriate.
Excellent. Senator Machicki.
Answers my question.
Okay, any further questions? Any further discussion of the bill itself? Public testimony has been opened. Is there anyone here in the audience wishing to testify on the CS for Senate Bill number 75? Anyone online that I've overlooked? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we'll close public testimony again. That brings the bill back before us. The motion, Senator Cotkin.
Madam Chair, I move that we move the CS for Senate bill, Senate committee substitute for CS for House Bill 75 Judiciary out of committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay, is there an objection to that motion? Okay, hearing and seeing none, then the Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 75 will move out of judiciary with individual recommendations and zero fiscal notes. Thank you.
Our heartfelt appreciation.
You bet. It'll be on the floor. So we're adjourned.